Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. We're going to start on Daf Mem Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to be bringing new, different other dinim regarding freeing an Eved Kanani. We've been discussing Eved Kanani, so we're going to talk about other inyana about Eved Kanani. So now we have a case as follows. An Eved, you have an Eved Kanani, Sha'asahu Rabo Apotiki. His Rav made him an Apotiki. What does that Apotiki mean? So Rashi explains that Apotiki means Imlo Efrelecha Chovcha, if I don't pay you back my Chov, Mimakam Acher, from somewhere else, Harei Zelef Anecha Lekvosa. Here is a specific place where you can collect a loan from. Gemara is going to discuss two different types of apotiki when we get a little later. So he says, Aso Rabo Apotiki Lachevrim, he makes him a apotiki for a loan that he owns to somebody else. And then what does the master do? Vishichvero, and he frees him. So what's the story? The Mishnah is very cryptic. We're just going to read the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain two ways to explain the Mishnah. Shur Sadin, really, Alpi Din, Eina Eved Chayev Klum. Really, the Eved's not Chayev anything. Elam it may Tikkun Olam, but because of Tikkun Olam, Kofin as Rabo, we force his master, Va'osin Oso Ben Chorin. The master, whoever that master is forced to free him, to emancipate the slave. Because of Shtar Al Damav, and it appears here, we should say that the Eved writes a Shtar on his value, we'll see to who, so I guess to the person who's to the Malveh. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Eino Kosev Ela Mishachver, that the Eved doesn't write a star of a promissory note that he owes money to the Malveh, rather it's the Mishachver, the person who freed him. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain what the Mishnah is. We need to know who is the Mishachver, who is the Eved Chayev to play, who are we Kofed to make the Eved free, who does the Eved write the star to. All this stuff is not clear in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Eved shasa rabo apotiki v'shichru. Actually, just to one point, the Rashi in Bava Kama on Daf Yud Aleph explains the words apotiki, that it means apotehekai. Here, from here you will collect. This is the place. It's Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Meaning that from here you'll collect if I don't pay you back. So the Gemara says, mi shichru. Who freed the Eved? Right? The Mishnah said, v'shichru. So who frees him? So Amar Rav says, what's the kavanah of the Mishnah? Rabo Rishon, it's his first master who freed him, meaning the Lova, the borrower. He freed the slave. He said that the slave's going to be an apotiki to pay back, and in the meantime, he goes ahead and frees the slave. So what happens? So Shuras Adin, really Alpidin, Eina Eved Chayiv Klum L'Rabo Sheni. Really, the Eved's not Chayiv anything to the second Rav. The second master is the guy who's the Malveh, who the apotiki was there to protect. Really, that guy cannot collect from the Eved because he can't get anything from him because this guf is no longer connected to the Malveh. The Malveh doesn't owe him. There's just a Shibud there. And the Shichur was Mafkiya the Shibud. The Shichur took care of the Shibud. So, right, he doesn't owe him anything. The Amarava, because Rava says that Chemet, Hektesh, Chomets, Vishichur, Mafkiya Mide Shibud. These are three types of things. A person who has the Shibud, who's Meshabit something to the Malveh, and afterwards he's either Makdishit or Korban. Oh, he was Meshabit his Chomet to a Malveh who's a Goy, and then it's Chomet Shrovel of a Pesach, alright, now there's an Isser Chomet that comes on it, so that's Mafkir the Shibit also. Or someone who has a Shibit, who was Meshabit his slave to a Malveh, and therefore, and then he frees him. All these things are Mafkir Midei Shibit. It takes care of, it gets rid of the Shibit that the Malveh has on these items. So to here, it took care, there was no Shibit left. So really, Al Pidin, the Eved is not chayav anything to the second master to the Malveh because the Shibud is gone. Ela b'nei Tikkun Olam, but because of Tikkun Olam, what we're choshes Shema Yimse Enu B'Shuk. Maybe the Malveh is going to find this slave in the marketplace. V'yomer lo avdi atan. To say he's going to announce out loud, "You're my slave. You're my Eved." And Rashi says, "V'yotzi laz al banav." It's going to be mochi laz. People are going to hear that he's the Eved. It's going to be mochi laz that this person's kids aren't there. They're avodim, they're not full-fledged Jews, they can't marry Kohanim, all these things. So what do? We're kofin as Rabo Sheni, but Otsunos Obein Chorin. We first force the second master, meaning the Malveh, to write an emancipation document, to write a star shichur on this Eved, even though really he doesn't have any claim on him. Because save Eved star al Damav. Then the Eved writes a note that he owes money to the Rabo Sheni, because of Shtar al Damav, he writes what his value is. But Rashi Gamliel Omer, Rashi Gamliel says no, ain't Eved Kosev. The Eved doesn't write that he owes money, his value to the Malveh. Ella Mishachar Kosev. Rather, the first master, the Mishachar, because in this guy case we said that the Meshachar is the one, the first master is the one who freed him. He writes a Shtar Chov on the value of the Eved to the Malveh, because by him freeing the slave, he was the one who was mafsid the Malveh his Shibud. So Gemara asks, the Ma'ik Kamiflagi. So what's the Machlokas? So the Gemara says, the Mazik Shibudu Shal Chaveru Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is whether or not is a chiyuv if you're mazik the shibud of your friends. If there's a shibud and I'm mazik the shibud, it's not direct mamon, he doesn't owe it just yet, but it's sort of an indirect type of damage over here because I'm being mazik something that in the future will be worth or could be worth money. If I do that, am I chayiv? So mar savar chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, if you're mazik the shibud of your friend, you're chayiv. That's why the first master, the malva, has to pay because he was mazik the shibud by freeing the eved. But Tanakhama says that Mazik Shibud Shachaveri a Potter. Therefore, the Rabbi Rishon doesn't have to pay. He didn't do anything. But we want to get the Eved to become free because of the laws. So we induce the master to write the Shtar Shichrur by having the Eved pay, or at least write a promissory note that he owes, that he's going to pay the second master, the Malveh, certain money. And this way the Malveh gets his money. And the Eved has goes free, and there's no laws being put out on the Eved. So the Chanan in the Kovet Shirim in Pesachim in Os Kuf Mem Zayin asks, why does the Shibud of the Goy become eliminated because of the Isser of the Jew? What happens? I borrow money from a Goy, and I say that this chametz is we can collect from this chametz. And then I don't sell the chametz. It's chametz shovel al Pesach. Now when we say the guy doesn't have the right to collect from that, but what's the difference? The guy has no isra on the chametz shovel al Pesach. But the guy go and collect the chametz shovel al Pesach. It's a great thing. Let him take it and then don't have to worry about it anymore. So he says that there's no isra on the guy. So let him collect it and he leaves it with tzarachin. So Shimon Shkop in the Mareches Kinyan in the Simon Yud Beis answers that what happens is with chametz shovel al Pesach, the Torah forbids a Jew to have any benefit. So if the guy collects from the Jew benefits because now he doesn't have to pay him back from somewhere else. I'm still unclear how that answers Rav Chanan's question. So what? Let the guy collect it anyway. There's no isser on the Jew, not on the guy. And it seems to be patently unfair that the guy loses his rights to collect there. Anyway, the Sahara. Okay, so we said that hektish is mafkia the shibud. So the question is, what type of kedusha is mafkiya the shibud? So Rashi in the Bim Raspal Hektish, and throughout Shas, Rashi says that it's dafka kedusha saguf. Dafka, if you makir something to kedusha saguf, that's roy to go on the mizbeach, that is mafkiya the hektish, but kedusha's domim is not. It's machlokus amongst a lot of rishonim. I saw four shitas. Rashi says that only kedusha saguf and not kedusha's domim is mafkiya the shibud. Rabbeinu Tam, which is in the Sefer Yosher, and I saw it in the Rashba, says that even the kedushas daven by metaltalin is mafkia the hekdesh, is mafkia the shibud, because metaltalin belong to the maktish, they're in his hands. The malva has to go ahead and collect them. So once he has to collect them, they're still brishus hamakadesh, and therefore the hekdesh is chal. But by karkos, it's already considered brishus hamalva, and therefore by karka, you can't. There's no kedusha will be mafkia the hekdesh. The Rambam says that even kedushas damim is mafkiya the shibud. I saw a sheet of Rav Haigon that the shibud is deemed gone. It doesn't matter whether kedushas guf or kedushas damim, but the only time that if you're matrish something, it's mafkiya the shibud, is only if the matrish has other nechassim for which the malva can collect. But if he doesn't have any nechassim that the malva can collect from, then even kedushas guf is not mafkiya the shibud. So Tosos Deem Masal Hektish asks, okay, Rashi, you're machalik between kedushas damim and kedushas guf, but what's the chilik? Rabbeinu Tam asks, Mimanoshach, if the item is considered Bereshus Halove, so long as it's not the time to collect, it's Bereshus Halove, he has the power over it, it's Bereshus, so he can be Makdish it. So it shouldn't make a difference whether it's Kedushas Domim or Kedushas Haguf. If it's in his Rishus, if the items are in his Rishus, then Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Haguf should both be Mafkiya the Shibud. If they're not in his Rishus, if it's considered Bereshus, you know, it's a Shibud, it's considered it's out of his Rishus, it's not Bereshus, so then even Kedushas Domim should not be Mafkiya the Shibud. So the Rish says that there's a chiluk between kedushas guf and kedushas adamim, because according to what we say is that when one collects a chov, it's mikan lahaba. You collect a chov from the due date going forward. You don't own it. The malveh, the lender, doesn't own it from beforehand. So in the meantime, the item is bereshus halove, so you can be makdish it. It's bereshuso. but you can only be machmir kedushas aguf because there's no pidyon by kedushas aguf. Once I'm machmir something by kedushas aguf, it leaves my rishus completely, and I have no control, no power over it anymore. So therefore, I can't get it back, the shibud is gone. But by kedushas damim, you can be poded kedushas damim. You can pay money instead and be poded. So the Ri says that just like you can be poded something, you can be poded something with mammon. So too the shibud can be poded back from hektish, and therefore it's not mafkia from the shibud. It needs more research into what the difference is between kedushas aguf and kedushas damim. I think we discussed it in Bava Kama. We had a whole discussion in one of the shiurim about the difference. There's a Reb Chaim there that we talked. I don't remember it offhand, but I think it was one of the shiurim that we had in Bava Kama. Okay. So the Gemara now just said that the machlokas is between mazuk shibud is about whether mazuk shibud shachavero is chayev or not. So in Marnami we have a brisa that says also that says ha mazuk shibud shachavero. If you're mazuk the shibud of your friend, bundle machlokas from Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbanan. So you see that's the machlokas between Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan. So that brisa says proof that that's the machlokas in our case. But Ula says no. There's another way to explain the machlokas in our Mishnah. He says mishichru. Who freed the slave in this case? Rabo Sheni, the Malva, the guy who lent the money and the shibud's there to protect. He freed the slave. Shuras hadin ain't eved chayv klum b'mitzvos. Really, alpidin, the eved's not chayv klum b'mitzvos. Meaning, really, alpidin, the eved's not a free person because the second guy, the Malva, doesn't own the slave. So his shibud, his star shich or his emancipation means nothing al pidin. So really, the eved is still not chayv klum b'mitzvos, meaning he's not considered ben chorin. Ela b'nei tikun olam, but rather because of tikun olam, sharei yotza Allah shem ben chorin. People hear that he got a star shich or they think he's a ben chorin. People are going to assume that he's a free person. So therefore, kofes rabo rishon va'osin oso ben chorin. Therefore, we force his real master, the rabo rishon, to write him a star shich or so he can go free. Because save star adamav, and the eved writes to the first guy, to the first master, his value, because he's now the first master is now freeing him. Really, he didn't want to. So, Kosev star al damav. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Ain't no Kosev. Ela Meshachar Kosev. The Eved doesn't have to write anything. The Eved didn't do anything. The Meshachar, the guy who freed him, freed him in quotes. The second guy, he has to write of the star and the value of the slave. And I guess he's deducted from the outstanding loan. So over here, so what's the Mike Kamiflagi? What's the Machlokas with Tanakam Ram Shimon Gamliel? The Hezek Sheino Nikar Kamiflagi. Unrecognizable Hezek, which the Suga, I think, comes up in the next Templar or so, and in the Nurms is the main source of Hezek Sheino Nikar, so we'll leave any Lumdas for there. But it's unrecognizable. You couldn't see. It's not like you hit somebody and you see the blood pouring out of him. You can't see the Hezek in this case. It's not like you ripped up something, you smashed his car window. That's Nikar, that's recognizable. Here, it's not really recognizable. What'd you do? You freed the slave. So there is some nicker in this, I think, because you actually can see now the slave being a ben chorin. But really, if you look at the person, there's nothing recognizably different in the person. So the hezek shein nicker kamiflagi. Mar, Rav Shimon Gamliel savar shmei hezek. He says hezek shein nicker is considered hezek. Therefore, when the malveh, the second baal, freed him, he did damage. Even though it's eino nicker, he damaged the first guy, because now is motzi a shame ben chorin on the slave, and the guy has to now free his slave. So that's hezek shein or nikar shmei hezek. Umar tana kama savra lo shmei hezek. That's not considered a hezek, and therefore the rabo shein didn't cause any nezek that requires payment to the rabo rishon, and therefore we force the eved to make the payment in order to compensate the first Rav, the first master, for freeing his slave. So Gemara says, Ula, my time al omakar Rav. Why does Ula not say like Rav? When Ula said the Mishnah was talking about the Rav Osheni was Meshacharo, why doesn't he hold like Rav, who says that the Rav Rishon freed him? So he says, Amalach, I'll say it to you, I can't say like Rav, because Sheni Rav Okari Slay. Rav, you say, you say that you, Rav said that you're talking about the first slave freed him, and Ula says, let me say it again. Ula, my time aloma karab. Why doesn't Ula hold like Rav? Ula said the second Rav freed him. Amalach, he says, I can say it to you, I can't say that, because the Mishnah said, right, kofenes Rabo v'ososo ben chorin. We force his master and make him a ben chorin. Sheni Rabo karisle? According to you, Rav, we force the second guy to make him to give him a star shichur. But what the second guy is being, the person being forced to give the star shichur is being called a rabo. The second guy is not his rav. He doesn't owe him. There's a shibud, but he doesn't owe him. Therefore, I can't say the text of the Mishnah tells me that it has to be that the second guy freed him. Because if you say that the first guy freed him, then we're calling the second guy a master, and that doesn't make sense. And Rav, okay, Rav, why don't you say like Ula? My time of the Omer Ku'ula. Right? Again, Ula said he was talking about the second guy freedom, and Rav said the first guy freedom. Because he said, Amar lecha sheini mishachar karislei. We said in the Mishnah said the words, Eino kosev ele mishachar. So we're saying that Eino kosev ele mishachar, meaning that it can't be that the second guy is considered the mishachar, because he doesn't owe him. He doesn't do anything with his shichur. So therefore, I have to say that the it has to be that the rabbi rishon is mishachrer, and he's the one who has to write he has to pay the money to the second master, because he's considered the mishachrer, because the second master is not considered a mishachrer because he doesn't owe him. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring more detail regarding an apotiki. Okay, so itmar, ha'okses adei apotiki lacherim. Guy makes his field an apotiki lacherim. From this field, you're going to collect the loan if I don't pay you back. V'shatfa nahar, and that is a hurricane, there's a flood, the storm surge comes, knocks out the field. The field's gone. So what's the story? Ami shapir na amler, that's his name. Ami shapir na, who looked nice. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ein agove mishar nechasim. The malva's out. This was an apotiki. You say you collect from this field. The field's gone. That's it. Tough luck. You're out. But Avu Shmuel says no. He still can collect from other nechasim. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mishum Da'ami Shapir Nohu Omer Shmaita Delo Shapiron. Just because he's pretty, that doesn't mean he looks good. Doesn't mean he says good things. He didn't say anything right here, right? So, because how can it be that Gemara is going to talk about? We should say in advance. But there are two types of apotiki. Is that what's called an apotiki stam, which you say, if I don't pay you, you collect from here. Or there's an apotiki mufurash, where you say, your only avenue of collection is from this. So that's going to be the chilek. So he says here, Tatargim Shemaite, we have to explain the words of Ami Shapir Nar. The Amor Le, lo yelecha piryon ela mizo. Ami Shapir Nar is talking about a case of where it's an apotiki mufurash. That's why if it's an apotiki mufurash, you say your only recourse is from this field, and the field goes away, field is ruined, then he has no recourse. But if it's an apotiki stam, so he can collect from other places it's good for the malva to know that worst comes to worst, he has a place to collect from. It doesn't mean an apotiki stam doesn't mean he can't collect from anywhere else. And tani nami hachi, we have a proof of this also. Ha'osa sadeu apotiki la'acher u'shatva noher govem nishar nechasim. If you make your sade an apotiki, you can collect from other nechasim. But if he says in apotiki mufurash, your only recourse is from this field, then he can't collect from any other fields. Tanya Yidach, we learn another price that says ha'otzis adeo apotiki lebal chov. You make your field an apotiki to your creditor, v'leksuvas isha, or you make your field an apotiki for the ksuv of your wife. You say, you know, if you can't collect the money from me, you can collect it from the field, and then. So the Gemara, the Brisa says, "Govin mishar nechasim." You don't have to collect from this apotiki; it's just there for your benefit. But you can collect from other nechasim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Balcho, govin mishar nechasim, but isha ain't a govin mishar nechasim. She ain't darkos isha lachazir abote dinim. He says, "You know what? A balcho, this must be talking about apotiki stam. A balcho can go ahead and collect from other places because he can find other fields. He can collect from mishubadim, but a woman, it's not her derech." It's not her derech to go out and find other places, so she collects badafka from this field. So what's the halacha if you have an apotiki stam and shatva nahar, right? What's the halacha if you have an apotiki stam and right? So if it's shatva nahar by a stam, you can collect from elsewhere. If it's mufurish, then you're out of the store, you're out of luck. But if an apotiki stam, what if the karka is still there? So the Ra and the Rashba and the Kreskas, they all say. The malva can collect from any of the fields. Like we were just explaining, the apotiki stam means that he can collect from any other fields. The lova can't force him to collect dafka from this apotiki from this field. But the Ramban and the Rama, they say that even though an apotiki stam means you can't collect from other fields, but that's only if the apotiki field doesn't exist. But if the apotheke field does exist, then you must collect from that apotheke field so long as it's in existence. Okay. If it's a milva b'shtar, your karka is meshuvad. But all your karka is meshuvad. Here we're saying that you're saying apotheke means this particular piece of field. Yeah, and a milva b'shtar, your karka is automatically. This could be a milva b'shtar also, but we're saying that all my karka is meshuvad to you, but I'm saying apotheke. It's a different rule. I'm saying that your collection can only be from here, and the malva agrees to it. Because he's making a different condition in the repayment. It's only from this karka. That's why he has to express it. I don't know. She doesn't have to. She can go. Doesn't talk about what if she goes to court. It just says that the woman's derech is not to go to court, and therefore, if she's married and she wants to collect, she can go. She doesn't have to go after the konim or the other people. She can collect from this guy. I think the case is where she goes and she wants to collect, and the apotheke was sold. She can go. She just go gets. She doesn't have to. Well, but we're not talking about. We're obviously talking about an apotheke stam because he says you can collect from Shar Nechasim. I don't. Right, no, it's an apotheke stam because the guy can collect from Shar Nechasim, but we say that the woman shouldn't have to go collect from other Nechasim. She should be able to get this right away. Meaning that if. Who says this is a case of Rashad Fanar? This could just be a case where he sold it or got rid of it. Right? So it's a case. I also said they apotheke the Balchov.
What I'm saying is that the reason he gives, is it dependent on that reason?
No, because what the case, by saying that the Balchov can collect from other Nechasim, that means the Loveth could theoretically go ahead and sell the field, and the Malvik would go out and find other Nechasim and find other places. But for the woman, for the ksuba, it's basically putting a limit on the Baal that he can't sell this field because the woman is not. We don't expect the woman to go find other fields. So we're saying that we're putting a limitation on the husband. He can't sell this field. Okay. So Misha Chetzio, another case about Avadim. We're talking about these half guys. Chetzio Avad, Chetzio Ben Chorin. That's one of the litmus tests on Minchas Chinuch and all his. All his nafkaminas ben chakir, he talks about chatziyev. One is whether or not you own it, whether you can be makadish a woman with it. The other one is chatziyev and chatziyev ben chorin. So misha chatziyev and chatziyev ben chorin. Okay, so what an example can be where he was owned by partners and one shutta freed him and the other didn't. So now he's chatziyev and chatziyev ben chorin. And the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayah says that maybe he's talking about a case where the Eved's trying to buy his freedom and he only was able to come up with half the his value in cash. So he's paid 50% to his owner. So now he's a chatziyev and chatziyev ben chorin. So what's the story? What does this guy do? So the Mishnah said, Beis Hillel says, Oved es rabo yom echad, des atzmo yom echad. What does he do? He works for himself one day, and he works for his master one day. He makes the split. Shabbos, he works, he's off anyway, because of Shabbos. It's 6 days in the week, 3 days he works for his master, and 3 days he works for himself. Divrei Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, tekantem es rabo. Now you've satisfied the needs of the master, because the master owns half of him, and is getting half of the work. So you took care of him. But he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything for the chatziyev v'chatziyev ben chorin himself. Why? Lisa shivcha efshar. He can't marry a shivcha shekvar chetzu ben chorin because the ben chorin side, a free man can't marry a shivcha. So his ben chorin side can't marry a shivcha. So now he's out of luck. He can't marry a shivcha. But bat chorin efshar. He can't marry a free girl, a regular woman shekvar chetzu evet because he has the tzad avdus on him. So what's he supposed to do? Yibatel, he's going to sit around and not be osik in Pru Ravu. V'alo lo nivra olam el l'piryur rivya. The world was created for Pru Ravu. And what's the pasuk they use for Pru Ravu? Famous, we've seen this Gemara before. Shenemar, lo so b'ra l'shevas yitzara. Of course, the Gemara in Yeshayo, that the world was created not to sit desolate. The world was created in order to populate it. So therefore, what is this guy supposed to do? He can't populate the world. He can't marry a shifcha. He can't marry baschorin. So elam ibn tikkun olam kofin es rabba vosu so ben chorin. So what do we do? We force the guy who still owes him to give him a star shikra to free him. because of Shtar Al-Chasi Domav. And the Eved writes a note that he owes half of his value to the master. And Beis Hillel went back and said, "You know, in Achanami, you're right. That's the case. We're not going to say you're going to force the Baal to free the slaves." So there's a lot to talk about on this Gemara. We'll try to say on this Mishnah. We'll try to say a few things. So from the Mishnah, the Mishnah that Tom Gibbon to force the master to free him is because he can't marry Shifcha because of the Tzad Cheres. So Tosfos asks, which Tosfos is it? Tosfos the Rascal Lisa. He says the In Tomer. Afilu Yachol Lisa Shivcha Ha'ena Mekayim Bekach Pura Rivya. What the Mishnah is saying that the reason why he can't marry a Shivcha is because he's not going to be Mekayim Pura Rivu. So Tosfos asks, if an Eved marries a Shivcha and he's not Mekayim Pura Rivu anyway because the kids aren't Meyuchos after him, so who cares that he can't? That can't be the reason. So why do we have to force the freedom because he can't marry a Shivcha? Even if he could marry a Shivcha, we'd have to free him because he can't be Mekayim Pura Rivu when he marries a Shivcha. They're not considered his kids.
If he was a full Eved, he wouldn't have him.
But then he would have the Sheves. He would force him.
To,
no, even if the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, could marry the Shivcha.
Oh, right.
Then still, it wouldn't make a difference because those kids are not Meyuchas after him. There's no Pura Rivu that way anyway. We still have to free him. So the Gemara says that, it could be with a Shivcha, and you're right, Enoch Hanan, he wouldn't be Mekayim Pura Rivu, it would be Mekayim Sheves. Puravu are the actual halachas of, you know, one boy, one girl, whatever that halacha is. Sheves doesn't have these rules. It just means you populate the earth. So it doesn't have to be that the kids are miyuchas after you. You just populate the world, and that would be fine. So therefore, if we wouldn't compel his emancipation if he'd be able to mekayim sheves, but here he can't even mekayim sheves because he can't be with her. There's an issur for him to be with her. So Tosos asks further on. Tosos asks, and the similar, very similar Tosos in the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yud Gimel, which is a parallel sugya. Tosos asks, okay, so let his mitzvah of Pur Vu be docha the Los Asev Los Tia Kadesh. Let him marry a Bas Chorin. In other words, there's an issur for the Tzad Avdus to be with the Bas Chorin. That's an alav, but there's an asay of Pur Vu. So let's say docha Los Asev. The asay of Pur Vu be docha the Los Asev of being with. What's your problem? Okay. So that's one of the answers. So let him marry Brasco. So the host gives a few answers. The first one is that, right, you said in order for Nasei to be Dokalos, I say you must be in though. It must have to be at the same time. Right? Like when you do... So the Tosa says the proof was accomplished at the Sof Bia. Right? It's accomplished at the Sof Bia, whereas the Isser takes place at the start. It's not at the same time. Tosos assumes that the mitzvah of Puruvu only takes place when at the Gemar Bia. Marbiya is later than at the beginning of the Biyah. So that's one answer. So I saw in the Sefer Sukkos David by Rav David Kfiat on Bava Basra, and Osnun Gimel on Daf Yud Gimel, he cites to an Amuke Yosef in Bava Metziah, who says B'Shem Aram that you don't have to be a Kai in the Mitzvah at the same time. I'll say that this doesn't hold the concept of Be'inna. Just a parenthetical, I guess. He doesn't hold the concept of Be'inna because his proof is that the Gemara there talks about a case that a Kohen can't go into a cemetery in order to get a Metziah to be for Hashatas Aveda, and the Gemara there it explains that the reason is because there's the Asay can't be Docha and Asay and Alav. There's a Lav and an Asay for the Kohen to go into the cemetery, and an Asay Docha Los Asay, but an Asay is not Docha Los Asay and Alav. So Mukhe Yosef asks, the Gemara should have simply said it's not Be'idna, because you're being Metame, the Kohen is being Metame the second he walks into the cemetery. It's not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashatas Aveda until he actually returns it. So David Kviat says maybe it's not such a riot, because over there you can see he's Osuk in the entire mitzvah. The second he walks in to get the mitzvah, that's when the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda starts. So maybe there would be in the. That's why I have to come on to Asay Docha Los Asay. But fine, that's one answer of Tosas. That's not Be'inna. Then Tosas gives another answer. He says that Asay is not Docha Los Asay if Efshal Akayim Shneim, right? When you have tzaras on the Makam Amila, you have to cut off the tzaras in order to get to the Amila. It's not Efshal Akayim Shneim. But here it's Efshal Akayim Shneim. You can emancipate the slave. And you lose the Isser and you have the mitzvah Puravu, so it's Eshel L'Kayim Shneihem. So I don't understand, if the concept is Eshel L'Kayim Shneihem, why do you say that by Tzitzis? You can wear Kalayim and Tzitzis, but it's Eshel L'Kayim Shneihem, just wear a different pair. Why is it one that doesn't have Shatnez on it? You say you're allowed to wear Shatnez on your Tzitzis. Say Eshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Anyway, okay, fine, it's an answer. which is probably klutz kasha. But whatever. Okay. So that's the second answer that that Tosfos says. So the Minchas Chinuch asks on Tosfos. The Minchas Chinuch asks on Tosfos. Even according to Tosfos Shita, who says that's not the idna, because he says the mitzvah puravu is at the end. So Minchas Chinuch asks, what are you talking about? Even at the Gemara Biyah, that's not mekayim the mitzvah. You're only mekayim the mitzvah if you die with having the children. Because the Gemara says, if you have children, those children die. You no longer, you're not mekayim the mitzvah puravu. So the mitzvah puravu is not accomplished at Gemara Biyah. It's only accomplished when you have children. So, Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Aros and Simon Samach Tes Os Chav Zayin says that you only worry, but you only worry about the Maisa mitzvah, not the Kiyum mitzvah. If whatever you have to do is done, you've accomplished, then you're done. By Puravu, you've done all that you can. Whether or not she becomes pregnant, and whether or not you have the children to live, that's all B'day Shemayim. But you've done all your Maisa that you can do. What? Oh, we'll get to Rav Yosef Engel. We'll get to everyone. We said that 3 or 4 times. Okay.
At least
3 or 4 times. What? The Gemara, Tosos also talks about here whether an Eved's Chayav Puravu, and they talk about whether a woman's Chayav Puravu. So we can mention that Meshach Chachma also. But it's laughing. So Rav Chanan says that Leida Bar Chakach Me'elu B'dei Shemayim. So v'chiyagav nechosh shapir v'inna de lo ba'inna l'kiya mitzvah shasa ve'ra lo saseh el asagi b'maisa mitzvah greida. As long as the maisa mitzvah is at the same time as being over the lo saseh, that's considered b'inna. Okay. So you want to get to it? Okay, we'll say it. Okay, so Tosis and Dibra Masa Lo ask, the Mishnah said that we have to free him because he's chayiv v'puravu and it brings down the pasuk of lo soho. Why not bring the pasuk of puravu m'los haaretz? Why bring the pasuk from Navi? Just bring the regular pasuk of Puravu. So Tosos answers, because had the Eved been able to do Sheves, we wouldn't compel freedom. We only force the master to emancipate the slave because of Sheves. Because if it was only an inyun of Puravu, the Eved would be an onus. So Yosef Egel asks, in the Asan Doraisa Simon Yud Gimel, he says, what's the difference between Sheves and Puravu? If he's onus, he's onus. If he can't become a Puravu because he can't marry any of the women, he's honest. He can't become Sheves because he can't marry any of the women, he's honest. So Haja Kushna Duchya. Why bring down the Pasuk of Sheves? Bring down the Pasuk of Puravu. He's honest, he can't become any of them. So Rav Yosef Engel explains that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are those that are ben adam l'makom, or more, I think a better way of saying the responsibilities you have towards Shemayim, over Shemayim, like taking an Esrog. Ben adam l'makom, God tells you to take an Esrog. And then there are those that are ben adam l'chaveiro, they're communal responsibilities, I think is a way to explain them. Like stucco, or repaying a loan, those are mitzvahs I have to my fellow community. So by type A, by those mitzvahs that are ben adam l'makom, if one is honest, Hashem says, you're putter. Your chiv is only if you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're honest, God says, I never placed the chiv on you to begin with. You're completely putter, it's your mufka from the chiv at all. But by type B, if you're honest, if I'm honest, I can't make a makya. It's not like I still have to make the makia. I don't have a punishment. There's no punishment on me because I was honest. But the chiyuv is still rummy on me. There's still a chiyuv on me to do that. If I have to repay my loan and I'm honest, all right. So I'm not punished for not repaying it, but I still have a chiyuv to pay you back. And when the time comes, you know, I have to pay you back. So he says that Yochanan Engel says that puravu has these two aspects. Puravu is the gabbai shemayim. There's mitzvos. There's halachas and how to be mekayim puravu. One girl, one boy, two girls, two boys, depending on what's held. That's l'gabe shemayim. So if you're honest, you're potter totally. But sheves is a communal responsibility to populate the world. It doesn't one kid, two kids. If it's not miyuchas after me, it's not miyuchas after me. I just have to populate the world. It's a relationship with the rest of the community. So if I'm honest, honest doesn't potter me. It just means I'm not punished for it. So therefore, so Tosos is perfect. Tosos says you're right. If it was only puravu, then honest rachmona patre. The Hashem says you're not chayiv. But we bring down Sheves, but Daka to bring down Sheves to say you're still a chayiv to be Sheves. We still have a communal responsibility. You're honest when you can't do it, fine, but you still have a responsibility to do it. You won't be punished for not doing it, but it's still a responsibility. That's what the Gemara Badaka said. Tosfos says that the Gemara says Badaka Sheves, because if it was only Puravu, then honest would be you would be putter. But by Sheves, you're not putter. So that's the 37th time we've done that with Yosef Engel. Sat shaking his head. Okay. Okay, so let's do the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Hamashachar Chati Abdo. Let's say you're Mashachar half of your slave. Rabbi Omer Kone. Rabbi says that the Eved now has been, is now half free, right? The Shichur Eschal. The Chachamim Amrim lo kana. The Chachamim say that the shichur is not chal. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says machlokes b'shtar. The machlokes in Rebbe and Chachamim is rak when the is only when the shichur took place by a shtar. The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says the pasuk in Vayikra Yutes Chav says v'haftei lo niftasa o chupsa lo nitana. The full pasuk is v'ish ki yishka v'es isha shifcha zera v'hi shifcha nechreves. He sleeps with a shifcha nechreves leish, a shifcha, shifcha charufa. V'hefte lo niftasa. She's part, she's hefte and not niftasa. Right? O chupsa lo nosamla. So they're talking about, the Gemara says, we're talking about the chatsi shifcha chatsi baschor, because the pasuk says v'hefte lo niftasa. She's peduya, but she's not peduya. So you see from here that we're talking about a chatsi shifcha chatsi baschorin, and we're talking about two types of emancipation here. The Gemara is going to say that we're talking about, right, o chupsa lo nosamla. Or he didn't pay her, he didn't pay anything, right? He didn't finish paying her. And it's also, they learn la from Benassim la Sefer Krisus, which is also a star. So we're talking about here the two types of shikhr, Pidja Mekesef and the shikhr of a star. And so what happens? Makish star le Kesef. There's a hekesh between star and Kesef. Ma Kesef, just like by Kesef, Bein Kulo, Bein Chetzio, just by Kesef, you can free somebody with Kesef half and half. Ashtar Nami, Bein Kulo, Bein Chetzio. So too, by a star, you can free half of a slave with a star. But Rabbanan, Gamri, Rabbanan Gamri, Lo Lami Isha. Now they learn Xavier Shalva by Isha, right? My Isha Lo, right? Just like by a woman, you can't divorce halfway, you have to divorce completely. Av Ebenami Chetziv Lo. So too, by an Eved who comes to free, you can't free. The Machlokas is by a star, but Aval, the Kesef, Divrei Hakol, Kana. Why? Because Peduya ve'ena Peduya. But by Kesef, everyone agrees, if the slave gives half of his payment, you're free, because you see that clear from the Pasuk, v'hafdeh lo niftasa, which means that she's Peduya and not Peduya when it comes to Kesef. So Gemara says, what's the machlokas? The Mar Sava Hekesh Adifa. One says that the Hekesh is more important, right? And therefore he has the Hekesh in the Pasuk of star to Kesef. And the other one, Sava, Gzeir Shava Adifa. The other one says, Gzeir Shava is Adif, and therefore we learn Gzeir Shava to the law in by get, and therefore you see that a star, you can't be freed by halfway with a star. So the Gemara says, no, look, the Kuliyama Gzeir Shava Adifa. Everyone holds Gzeir Shava is more important than the Hekesh. But Shani Hacha, here it's different, the Ikal and Mifra, because we can mess up the Gzeir Shava, because we can say, Mali Isha Shekain Eno Yotza Bekesef, Tomer ve'ebesh yotze bekesef. Don't learn the gzeir shava, because we'll say it's not a comparison. Because a woman can't go out bekesef. There's a chumra there. Just the chumra, the same way there's a chumra, the woman, that you can't be divorced with money, so too you can't divorce her halfway with a shtar. But by an eved who can go free with money, so maybe he can go free halfway with a shtar. So that's the first way to learn the machlokas, that the machlokas is whether about being mishachar chatzi eved is only by a shtar, but by kesef they all agree that it would work. Rav Yosef says, no, the other way around. Machlokes b'kesef. The machlokes is whether or not by kesef. But Kuliyama would agree that by shtar it doesn't work. Right? The Rebbe Sava, Rahafte lo niftasa. You see the pasuk says, Rahafte lo niftasa, means peduya ve'ena peduya. Right? And therefore, you see that she can go free halfway by kesef. Pidyon is a lashon of kesef. Peduya ve'ena peduya means halfway, she can go free by kesef. But Rabbanan Sava, Dibra Torah, Kalashim Le'odom. There's nothing to learn from here. That's just the standard language. That's the syntax that's used. And that you can't learn from it. Ava b'shtar, but when it comes to be Meshachar, Chatzi Eved b'shtar, Dibra Yakol Lo Kana. Everyone would agree that an Eved can't be Kona half of himself, and the Shechor is not Chal if it's being done via a shtar. So the Gemara now is going to ask a question on Rabbi Yosef, because the Brisa says clear what the Machlokas is. Nesvei, HaMeshachar Chatzi Avdo b'shtar. Talking about a case of a star. Rebbe Omer Kana. Rebbe says that it works. Chachamim Amrim Lo Kana. That's a Tiyufta to Rav Yosef. Tiyufta. It's a question of Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said that by a star there was no machlokas. Here it says clear that there's a machlokas when it comes to a star. So Gemara says, name of a star who the pligi, Aval Bekesef Lo Pligi. Look at this. You can have a double question on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef also said that the machlokas is by Kesef. From here, the Brisa says the machlokas is by shtar. So maybe they all agree by kesef, which is another machlok, which is another stira to Rav Yosef. So he says no. So leim itay to you to the Rav Yosef etarte. So amar lecha Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef can say no. You know you're right. You're right about the shtar. Right? There's no machlokas. There's no machlokas by shtar. All agree that it's lo kana. But there still can be a machlokas by kesef, and this Brisa is not a refutation because you can say amar lecha Rav Yosef. Pligi b'shtar. I hold that it says that this Bryce says that they argue by shtar. V'hu adin b'kesef. And the same thing is true by kesef. There's also machlokas. Aye. So why does it only mention shtar and not kesef? V'had the kamafgi b'shtar. What by shtar lo ticha kocha the Rebbe. to show you the koach of Rebbe, who says that even by a shtar you can be mashach, we're halfway, and we don't do the gzeira shavut from gerushin for a woman. So Gemara says, okay, the lifugi bekesef lo dicha kocha the rabbanon. So show the other way around. Put kesef in to show me the power of rabbanon, that even by kesef they don't hold chatzi yavi chatzi bim koron. They don't hold that you can learn v'hafti alone if dasa. They said that they say that's dibur torah v'loshem bnei adam. So the Gemara says, no, koach da teira adiflei. It's better for the Tana to write, to teach us the koach of the matir, to tell teach us that he's matir. That's why they say the machlokas is by mishachmer, to teach you the koach of Rebbe, that you're evil, that he's matir even the shichmer this way. So again, why is this considered a heter? Why is this koach the heter? Maybe the other way is koach the heter, right? The shichmer could be considered freeing someone could be a chumrah, because now you're putting upon him all these mitzvahs. So maybe we've had this a few times, but the Gemara assumes one way is a kula and one way is a chumrah, and I'm not so clear why one that's considered that way. But anyway, the idea here of koach teira adif, therefore, because they're the same, because Rebbe says that even by shtar you can free half the slave, you're matir the slave even by half a slave by shtar, it's koach teira adif. And that's why they mention this way. So it's a tiyufa to Rabbi Yosef, and the fact that it says that the machlokas is by shtar is also machlokas by shtar, but the brisa is not a tiyufa to say that there's no machlokas by kesef. According to this brisa, there's a machlokas by both shtar and kesef. So tashma, now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rabbah. Okay? Rabbah, again, what Rabbah said that the machlokas, Rabbah said the machlokas is only by shtar. But by kesef, everyone agreed that it's koneh. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says v'hafte, right? Yachol l'kol. You would think that hafte means completely freed. Tamiloma lo niftasa. She wasn't freed. Ilo niftasa. If she's not freed, yachol l'kol. Maybe she's not freed at all. Tamiloma v'hafte. She is freed. So haketzad. How do you explain the pasuk? So we say the way we've been saying all along. Piduya v'ena piduya. She's freed halfway, but she's not freed the other halfway. And it's bekesef v'shava kesef. It's bekesef and v'shava kesef because they're talking about pidyon with money. The ainli elo bekesef. See from here clear that by kesef you can free half of the slave. Bishtar minai. And how do we know that it works by a shtar? Tamid lomer b'hafte lo niftasa o chupsa lo nitan la. Right? So lo nitan la. Ulaholim by gerishin it says omer because of la sefer krisus. Malaholim b'shtar. Just like by gerishin you can free her, you can divorce with a shtar. Af kan b'shtar. So therefore ainli ela chetzio b'kesef okula b'shtar. So now I know I can free half of her with money, but I need, but the shtar only works for all of it. So chetzu b'shtar minayin. And how do I know that you can be meshachar half of the shifcha even by shtar? Talmud loma v'hafte lo nevdasa o chupsa lo nosama makin shtar lo kesef ma kesef ben kulo ben chetzu ap shtar nami ben kulo ben chetzu. So Gemara says, going to continue. Bishlamo Rav Yosef basa di tosav. This brisa works fine according to Rabbi Yosef after the kasha, because after the kasha you can just say that our brisa, this mishnah, this brisa is talking about Rebbe, because Rebbe says you can be meshachar the chatzi eved bein bekesef bein b'shtar, and not like the chachamim says you can't be meshachar chatzi eved at all. Remember, according to Rabbi Yosef, he was chozer, and he's because of the tiyufta, and he said the machlokas is by both. So this brisa comes here and says that you can be poda chatzi eved by both kesef and shtar, but el Rabba, according to Rabba, who says by kesef, he says divrei kol modim you can be meshachar the eved, and it's machlokas by shtar. So then there's a kasha, because the resha of the brisa who says that you can be meshachar by kesef, that by kesef meshachar hefer by kesef, that's divrei kol. That will go according to everybody. But the sefer then is only according to Rebbe that you can be meshachar here by meshachar hefer by shtar, which is in congruent. This had the first part of the mishnah go by kuli alma, the second part of the brisa only going according to one shita. So I'm the Charabah, and Rabbah says, it doesn't bother me, in the Charabah, ain, right? Reish of the Rebbe, kol, safe in the Rebbe. That's fine. He doesn't care. It doesn't make a difference to him. So Rav Ashi says, doesn't make a difference. Rebbe, he says, you know, ain't the Charabah, that this Brisa goes according to Rebbe, and the Chachamim are acholic. This Brisa is only according to Rebbe. So the Gemara says, okay, what about our Mishnah? Elamas nisin de katani misha chetzu ever v'chetzu ben chorin. Right? So how does that work? Bishlamalu Rabba, it makes sense according to Rabba, who says that by kesef everyone agrees you can be mishachar, right? Bishlamalu Rabba, mokim la b'kesef at divrei kol. You can say that this is talking about a case where he was free by kesef, he bought himself halfway, and it goes according to everybody. Elul Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, who said that a chacham don't allow any freedom at all halfway, that's by shtar and by... And by, because he said that whole entire Bryce is according to Rebbe, but according to Chachamim, there's no way to do a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin case. So Lema Rebbe he velo Rabbanon. We can see that the Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe and doesn't go according to Rabbanon. So Maravina, no. Turn the page. It's a different case. But Eved Shal Shnei Shutvin, Divrei Kol. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the slave was owned by partners, and one partner freed his portion and not the other partner. And therefore, even the Chachamim can agree in this case. There's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Kol, because we're not talking about a case where he was freed halfway by one person. We're talking about a case where half of him was freed, but not the other half wasn't freed because it's owned by somebody else. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Ginsburg Commandment of Zecher Nishmas, Rachel Bas Moshe. Have a good day.